Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday to everyone. Three of us look pretty awesome this morning in the studio.
Yeah.
Wearing some rad KISW Rock Shop merch, Steve Miggs.
It's in the other room. I just forgot until I walked in here and I'm like, oh yeah, I got to put my flannel on.
Oh, so I'm the only one that wore the sweatshirt, the new KISW Rock Flag sweatshirt.
I have mine in the corner.
Three of us decided to bring in our flannels today. One didn't.
I went hoodie instead. But you guys look really good as twins, Danny and Sarah.
Thanks.
I'm pretty sure that I said, can we bring in both our flannels and our hoodies today so that way we could be all stylish?
I remember you saying, bring in the flannels.
Oh.
Why are we having this conversation on the radio? Like, anybody cares.
I just want people to know that they can look as awesome as Danny, Sarah, and I if they go to the Rock Shop
and me in about 6 minutes. All right?
What are you wearing? What is that shirt, Steve?
Why do you care?
What? It's got an owl on the back. It's kind of cool.
It's just a black hoodie.
Oh, you love a black hoodie.
I know.
I can't wait to see you wearing the one that I'm wearing.
Yes.
Well, while we are styling and profiling, let's also inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
The DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Happy National Wear Your Flannel to Work Day today. Actually, today it's National Maple Syrup Day, so I decided to put you guys to the test because maple syrup has been a part of pop culture for years now. So I'm going to play this clip, and you have to guess what movie it's from.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
I happen to know everything there is to know about maple syrup.
Oh, Danny already knows it?
Wedding Crashers.
I love maple syrup. I love maple syrup on pancakes. I love it on pizza. I like to take maple syrup and put a little bit in my hair when I've had a rough week. What do you think holds it up, slick?
Danny, you are correct. All right, we have another one. Maybe this one won't go as quick. Let's find out. Are you ready?
Yes.
What's the matter? Your mama didn't teach you how to chug? Come on, Thorne. Come on, Thorne.
Oh, Super Troopers. Super Troopers.
Say it with your chest.
Super Troopers.
You got it.
Oh.
is man.
Such a great shucking. And apparently, like, one of the members of Super Troopers, when they would go and do, like, these comedy shows, people would show up with maple syrup, and he would chug it with them.
Oh,
he finally had to stop doing it because it was just not... Shockingly, it's not healthy to chug an entire bottle of maple syrup.
He had some blood sugar issues?
I think he might have. It might have been a point where his doctor's just like, you know, maybe you should pump the brakes on this maple syrup bit.
Ugh.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Seahawks. Yes, over the weekend, it was a crappy game. They lost to the Green Bay Packers. And it's fun now going on. Like, I'll watch, like, the Rich Eisen show and other places, and they're all talking about how the Seahawks season is done. And all I could think was, I think we've said this at least four, maybe even five times throughout this entire season. I'm not yet ready to give up hope, especially because there is still a chance that Geno Smith will be able to play this weekend. Yes, he was added to the game because of a knee injury, but tests on his knee revealed that there's no significant damage. And Coach Mike McDonald said, yeah, I'm pretty optimistic that he could return to practice and play against the Minnesota Vikings this upcoming Sunday. Because I think without Geno, Rich Eisen's probably right, our season is done. But with Geno, I think we have hope. And here's Coach McDonald talking about that.
Geno's a beast, man. He's in here working out in the morning. Working through it. I mean, I know he's still feeling it, but this guy's tough as nails, and hopefully we'll see him practice, you know, throughout the week with optimistic and him be ready for the game.
What's the designation of the injury? Did a sprain? Is it something different?
So I don't know if you can hear that, but the reporter was asking, is it like a sprain? Like, what's going on? What's the designation with this injury, I think is what he said.
To me, give you, like, the exact thing. I think structurally it's all there. We're rolling. But, yeah, it's a knee right now. Yeah.
At this point, would you anticipate him getting most of the snaps with the ones this week?
I'd say I'm optimistic that he'll get most of the snaps.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah.
Yeah! Let's go, Hawks.
The San Francisco 49ers have suspended linebacker Devondre Campbell for 3 games. That wipes out the rest of the season for him. And this is after he refused to enter the team's game in the third quarter of that 12-6 loss to the Los Angeles Rams on Thursday night.
Did you see anything about this, or this guy? Apparently he was playing, he was like starting, but then the other guy came back. So, like, okay, you're back to being the backup. And then he got, like, old Mr. Pouty Pants.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah. So he's done playing for the rest of the regular season now.
Some think he's just done with the team. Like, his locker's been cleaned out and all that stuff as well.
Craziness. So he has a teammate by the name of Diamador Lenore, and he had some choice words about what Campbell did.
You know, for that to happen and him to do that, you know, I just lost all respect, you know, because I'm a person that's going 110% every play. So if I'm hurt, you know, and the guy behind me is not backing me up and can't come in or don't want to go in, so I just feel like that he canceled the team.
Man, I hope they can figure it out and have him come back, and then he has to talk to all the players, and they record that for some kind of documentary. I don't know why, but I just want to see the chaos that happens. Hey, I just want to give a shout to all the Rockaholics and all my friends and family and everybody else that has decided to send me this link. I am very well aware of it. And you know what? Honestly, as much as I joke about it, I do love the fact that people think of me when they see something as stupid as this, and they decide, I don't know if you've seen this. Our boss sent it to me. Our other boss sent it to me as well. Like, people just keep sending me this video clip of a man by the name of Stephen Flo. He's an independent wrestler, and he's inspired by Pearl Jam. Yes, his name is inspired by the song Even Flow, and he is freaking hilarious. He's based in Chicago. I don't know if you've seen these video clips. Just look it up. He wears two flannels, one around his waist, one that's on. Maybe we could get him a KSW flannel, bring him out here. But the best part about all of this, he looks kind of like Eddie Vedder. I don't know if you've seen any of the visuals of him, but he pretty much just looks just like Eddie.
Oh, that's funny.
Got the look going. And the best part is he comes out to the song Even Flow, but it's been re-recorded so that everything is Stephen Flow. Sold.
Were you familiar with him before everybody hit you to this guy?
No, it was like my buddy Craig a couple of weeks ago sent me the video of him, and I'm like, I don't know how we get him out here, but he needs to have a match in Seattle. If you're going to be the Eddie Vedder indie wrestler, Stephen Flo needs to have a match here in Seattle.
Versus you?
Yes.
I'm obsessed with this.
And I could dress like, you know, Billy Corgan, since I have the same hairline.
Let's do it.
We got Billy Corgan versus Stephen Flo
in
a big epic battle. As far as weather hitting a high of 54 degrees, that is the DMD, and that's what's up.
I'm pretty sure you do, Steve Miggs, have a tattoo inspired by a band. At least one.
I have a Stephen Flo tattoo. I think I have. Well, I definitely have the Biohazard tattoo on my leg.
Nice.
And I have a... it wasn't really inspired by the band. It was more I just really dug their logo. But, I mean, I do like the band. A band called Doggy Dog. They have like a King's Crown logo that I thought was really cool. So I have that on my arm.
Awesome.
And you have Rush.
I sure do.
Dan, you have MXPX.
Offspring.
Chumbawamba.
Less Than Jake.
Yep. Avril Lavigne.
How dare you. Chumbawamba.
Steve, when are we getting our matching Creed tattoos?
Wow.
I mean, don't threaten me with doing that today. I'm in.
Well, someone just did the research to find out what band inspired the most tattoos. So we're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you have a tattoo that was inspired by a band, we want you to give us a call and tell us all about it. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Jason from Yelm, you have a couple tattoos inspired by bands. Tell us about them.
Woo! Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Jason?
Yes. So, actually, I have three tattoos. I got Mother Love Bone on my right inner wrist.
So, do you have, like, the words Mother Love Bone or some kind of an image that goes with them?
No, just the words. I wanted to do the apple, but yeah, the size and the detail, I stuck with the words on that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I got Kurt Cobain on my back forearm. The black and white photo that I think was on the cover of Rolling Stone. I believe that was the one after he had passed away.
That's a pretty detailed tattoo, I would imagine, then.
Yeah, it really is. I got that when I was, in Iraq. A friend of mine did that. And so he was, a really good detailed artist. And then I got Jimi Hendrix full back piece on my back.
Whoa.
All right. Describe that one for us.
It's just, Jimi Hendrix with his top hat, kind of, flared out fro going on and, just a mist of smoke coming up in front of his face.
How long did the back piece take altogether?
That was about 13 hours. Probably I wow. sat in the chair for that one, but that was broke up into sittings. And so, yeah, but no, I wanted to give a shout out to Taryn Daly because last week she brought up an old band called Hollywood Undead, and that made me dig into my archives. And man, they were a good band for what they were. They never tried to be anything that they weren't, and they were a good band, man. And, you know, I appreciate that.
No, they were like a fun party metal band.
Yeah, they were fun. Can I give a shout out to my daughter real quick? I know I've been on a minute.
I love that you gave a shout out to Taryn before your daughter, but don't let her know that.
I'll take it.
She's sitting here with me. She's a fan, guys. But I wanted to give a shout out to my daughter because she killed it in Mr. Kerrigan's class yesterday. She, like, was ready for debate, and those kids were not prepared. And she sliced them up like a razor when it came to the trade treaties and different things in the Pacific Northwest. So I just wanted to – and she's dying over here right now because she knows everybody at my school listens. So shout out
to – So you're embarrassing her, though. Hey, what's her name?
Dad tax. The dad tax. That's what that is.
What's her name?
Her name's Annabella.
Annabella, and how old is she?
She is 13. Yeah.
13, talking about the trade tax?
Say hi.
Hey, Annabella, how embarrassed are you right now of your pops?
I'm so embarrassed.
Rock on, you guys. Thanks.
One day you'll look back and be really happy you did that. That's freaking awesome.
We're talking about tattoos inspired by bands. And Ben from Port Townsend, you have one. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I got a American traditional rose tattoo with a scroll underneath that says your name, inspired by the Dropkick Murphys for a rose tattoo.
They have that song, yeah, Rose Tattoo.
Shot glass on there, too, because I like whiskey. So.
Nice!
Well, if you like the Dropkick Murphys, I feel like you have to like whiskey as well.
Absolutely, that's a requirement.
Looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK. Someone said, I bet the Pearl Jam Stickman is a popular rock tattoo. I had a couple buddies in college that got, like, one out of giant Stickman tattoo on his forearm.
Hell yeah!
Surprised you don't have one.
I've debated it. I just never gotten around to it. It's not even like it's never been about like, you know, not wanting it. I just, whenever I'm getting a tattoo, it's the last thing I even think about.
This should be your throat piece.
Or his, or on his head.
Yes.
That could be cool.
Yeah, it could.
I was thinking about getting the Soundgarden Bad Motorfinger logo on my skull.
I don't know what that looks like, but I'll do that.
Yeah. I wonder if, I'm never going to get a tattoo on my skull. I'm just kidding.
I wonder if anyone who has.
I'll get Danny's face on my head.
Oh, yes. Boy.
I wonder if anybody who has beat Migs has commemorated that moment with a tattoo.
Ooh.
Like the score.
Or just BM.
that works too.
Right above tramp stamp. Whole different meaning.
If you'd like a shot at playing the game Beat Migs, you can give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. Steve's record is 347 wins, 112 losses, and 61 ties in 2024. And we are wrapping up the year. We're going to be playing Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.